Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom of the saints to help us to navigate the mess that we are and that we live in.
That's an understatement. The mess that we are.
And that we live in.
We should just like create a, that should be the name of the book. The mess that we are.
I'm a mess and so are you. Is that better than I'm okay, you're okay?
Yeah.
I'm a mess, so are you, in brackets underneath, get over it.
Or Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus is Lord.
I'm a mess and so are you, get over it. Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be my next book part.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on that one.
The other one I like, my favorite greeting to people who come to the retreat center, welcome to the island of misfit toys. Yeah. All right, so the topic today is how to destroy a relationship with your spiritual director. So I know many of you want to do that.
Want to destroy the relationship?
Yeah, many of them want to. And so we're going to explain. This is a how-to show, how to wreck your spiritual direction relationship.
DIY on how to wreck
yourself. Yeah, how to wreck your relationship,
with your spiritual director.
Right. So in spiritual direction, there are boundaries, right? There have to be good boundaries. Yeah. I was once tempted to the idea of a good friend of ours who said this, and I disagree. And I disagree in terms of what I wrote in Navigating the Interior Life, which is my book about spiritual direction. I agree with what I wrote. And I disagree with where I was heading because of some recent experiences in spiritual direction. And what I wrote in Navigating the Interior Life is that a spiritual direction can't be, I believe this, and I'm open to you arguing, by the way, but this is where my head is. You can't direct a friend. Hmm. And the reason I believe you can't direct a friend is because once you move from director to friend, let's say it naturally emerges in spiritual direction, now you're no longer moving from someone who has the ability to be objective with a directee, someone who's perceived by the directee as someone who's objective, separated, prayerfully assessing, listening to the Lord about you. And so then you move into, instead of the directee being someone who, the director, I'm not an egalitarian when it comes to spiritual direction. That's baloney. I'm not a Rosarian. I don't believe, if the director doesn't know more than the directee, they shouldn't be directing the person. They have to have more spiritual experience, more theological experience, that sort of thing. When those boundaries are crossed, the directee perceives themselves in a way that they begin to exit out of a listening, docile disposition to a equal, arguing, discussing disposition. Mm-hmm. How's that for a setup?
It's great. It's great. Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it is with guys in spiritual direction, in the bro mode, uh-huh. You know, how often that comes into play and seeing each other's as just kind of hanging out, talking about holy things. I think with women, it's a particular problem.
It's more frequent with women.
I think so. I think so. I haven't had that issue with my directors.
Those who have directed you.
Right, right. I have always approached it as, we're not here to be friends. Mm-hmm. And I've had just this sense of, and maybe it's part of how we open the show, you know, I'm such a mess. I need your help.
This is your disposition towards
my spiritual director, right? I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not here to arm wrestle. I'm not here to say, you know, in my experience as a director.
Let me. But you've been to a spiritual direction program, which is a very good one.
I've been to two.
You've been to two. That's right. So Heart of Christ and another that we also support. And you've been practicing spiritual direction you've been giving direction now for
probably 10 years.
10 years. So even today, if you met with your director today, you go in, you are not in a place of knowledge. You're not in a place of.
Oh, not at all.
Right.
I just consider it a grace because one of the things is, it's interesting. I love my spiritual director. She's fantastic, right? Lay woman, been a director for many, many years, more years.
Very gifted.
Incredibly gifted, right? And what's fascinating is I know little to nothing about her.
Hmm.
You know, I know that she's married. I know she has kids. I've met her in person a number of times. And I absolutely respect and like her. Mm-hmm. Love her. She's wonderful, right? But I know very little about her. And I think that is helpful because then I go into direction and we're not meeting as girlfriends. I'm coming in and I'm bringing all my struggles, the movements of prayer, whatever's happening, you know, because I need somebody outside of me to help direct my soul and help me lead me along the path to holiness.
Yeah.
Because I think ultimately, if I come to direction with any sense of like, I know what's going on, then I've kind of lost, you know, if I go to kind of tell her, well, this is what happened, this is why, and I start to psychoanalyze it or direct it myself, then I'm not coming in as docile. Right. Yeah. And you know, I've experienced a lot of directees over the years. And I think, you know, if you're either in super sister mode, you know, you really want to connect as friends, it's very difficult. Or if you're in a hyper intellectual state where you have all the answers and
as the director,
as the directee,
that's
problematic too. We have to go in docile because ultimately, fundamentally, the director is the Holy Spirit.
You didn't just say the spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. You said the one who's the protagonist.
Yes. The true director
is
in a relationship, in a directee director relationship, is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And if you believe that to be true, if you approach direction as in that is true, and if this director is living a holy life and they have a director and they are true people of prayer as well, then you can trust that what's exchanged and what is happening in that relationship will lead along a path of growth and holiness.
Right.
Right. If they're properly formed, holy, listening people of discernment, you know, that. But the relationship must be one of like a holy detachment.
Right.
A holy detachment.
I do want to say something about that with your director. We actually share the same director. It's kind of unusual. We've done it once before in our marriage decades ago, but they are exceptionally gifted. I too know little about their, I know about as much as you do. And the reason why, and this is just a side note, is she's totally focused on you when you meet with her.
100%.
There's nothing about her. I mean, just as a side note, the worst kind of director, you would know everything about their life because all they do is talk about themselves, right? I do think it's okay. I don't know if you do this in direction. I do think it's okay sometimes to relate your experience and correlate your experience with them. Often I do that. You know, I had a directee this morning, as an example, texted me as an accountability regarding being distracted in prayer this morning. And I put me too. Why would I do that? because they look up to me, and I don't want them to beat themselves up. I want them to know I'm human. Everybody struggles, right? Mm-hmm. So that's an indirection. You can do that. We got to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. But maybe more with women than with men.
I think so, because women are relational.
Yeah.
And men, I think, whether we're talking about marriage or direction or anything else, they often miss that piece, is that we are hyper relational. We are created, designed for relationship. Everything's about the heart.
Yeah.
Everything's about relationship.
Connecting.
Understanding and
being understood.
Right. And spiritual direction, there's a little bit of, this is kind of countercultural. We're going to get together on Zoom. We're going to look at each other or sit in a room across from one another. And I have to just give you my heart and all the movements in my prayer and what's going on and what I'm experiencing, and expect that you're going to sit a little distant from me, listen, and then process that back to me, listening through the lens of the Holy Spirit. So there's no such sort of exchange of, you know, feelings.
It's not a brainstorming session about their spiritual life, wherein you're right, equal participants.
Right, right. So there is this distance, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we get back from the break, I want to, so the title of the show, of course, is How to Destroy Your Spiritual Direction Relationship. Or it's something like that anyway. Mm-hmm. When we get back from the break, I want to be very specific about that. So we talked about the necessity of having boundaries. Mm-hmm. When the director enters into the situation, the meeting, their disposition should be one of docility, expecting to hear from the Holy Spirit. If they have boxing gloves on, mm-hmm, negotiating stance, I'm going to meet with my equal, and I'm going
accusation,
to, yeah,
you know, aggression, any of that doesn't work.
Right, right. Yeah. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about, I think, the antidote, but also, which is a little bit more of what we've been doing. But I think we need to give examples. I mean, not we would never name anyone, but both of us have had a lot of directees, and so we can kind of conglomerate a bunch of experiences and then talk about examples and then how to resolve the situation. Mm-hmm. If someone who's listening goes, I'm doing damage to my spiritual director and my relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father. So there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation, you know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life. Those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will, titled Finding Peace in the Storm, with commentary by Dan Burke.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome back to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. We're talking about how to destroy your spiritual direction relationship, because we know many of our listeners would like to do that.
This is a DIY
right episode. So we're talking about the problem of boundaries, the need to be docile. By the way, I've lost count of how many books I've written on the interior life. I wrote the best book on spiritual direction up until recently when Father Acklin and Hicks wrote theirs, in at least Orthodox book anyway. I know a lot about the interior life. I go into my spiritual direction sessions, and you know how many times I've argued with my director?
I don't know. Knowing your temperament, probably a million.
One time.
Yeah.
You know, the joke is, of course, yeah. It's that time when I told Father, what was his name? Our first spiritual director.
Father Budke.
Father Budke, that my root sin was sensuality. Yeah. And he said it was pride. And I said, no, it's not, which is just so stupid when you think about it.
Yeah.
But that's the last time I ever argued with a spiritual director. Mm. And I've been, and that was 2000, it was before I became Catholic even, 2006 maybe.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. So I never would ever argue, even when I disagree. Because when I disagree, I wonder too if you've experienced this. When I disagree, I know, I always say the human person has an infinite capacity for self-delusion. So when I disagree, that little thing kicks in and I say, be careful. You need to be docile. Because I've had that happen with a director who knew way less than me. I knew it was a priest, but he was a holy priest. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to read a book that I knew I could have written myself. And I had to talk myself down, of course, and go, I can't believe I have to read this stupid book. That's what was going on in my pride interiorly. But then God used it and gave me he set the course for my whole year from that book I could have written. Mm-hmm. So because I had written about docility and direction, I heard the Holy Spirit or myself or my conscience, whatever, my guardian angel saying, you wrote about docility. You need to live what you need to walk what you talk, you know. Yeah. But so I'm curious, have you ever, as there any director has been assessing, diagnosing, guiding you, have you ever felt the inclination to argue and then suppressed it?
Not to argue. Uh-huh. No, that's for whatever reason, when I go into direction, that piece of me that could be very prevalent or alive in other relationships is not there in that relationship. And I think it's a grace.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never forgotten. I read, I think it was in Faustina's diary years and years and years ago. And I believe it's in that literary work that Jesus says to Faustina, if you are not frank with your director, I will take him.
It is Faustina, yeah.
And I've just never forgotten it, you know. So where I struggle in direction has been being completely open. And I have pushed against my own inclination to kind of hold back or not say something about whatever's going on. And I have become totally frank. I come and lay everything out, the minutest, you know, movements or whatever. And that's been super helpful. But going to this idea of arguing, that has not been my thing. I haven't argued. I think I'm kind of afraid, to be honest. I have a holy fear about arguing against my director because I value her time so much. I value her sacrifice. Most directors don't charge anything. They give of themselves. Even though we should pay them, we should give them something and or donate to their organization, yeah, or whatever. But it's just such a profound gift to have somebody listen to the movements of your soul and the movements of your prayer and help you, mm-hmm, and to guide you. You know, and it's a little bit like biting the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
If you were to argue, it's just that there's no humility in that. There's no docility. It doesn't make any sense.
By the way, just as a side note, we've mentioned we have Spiritual Direction School. Heart of Christ is the name. Mm-hmm. That's for anyone, lay, religious, or priest. We also have one especially for priests. So if you're looking for, if you're a priest looking for a general, very high quality program, Heart of Christ. If you're a priest looking for one specifically that it's shorter and aims at helping you, you know, leverage your seminary education a little bit more, give you the ability to direct young men discerning the priesthood, then that's in our priestly renewal program. So just go to avila-institute.org to find those programs. So I'm a little concerned about something you said in terms of how somebody might hear it. Mm-hmm. So if a type A person or a very emotive person hears you say, be frank, I think they might hear, well, then if I disagree, I should be frank.
Or what I mean, when I say be frank, yeah. I mean, that's not what I'm talking about. It's speaking those things that you would have a tendency to hide from others, yeah. You know, to hide from anybody else out of shame, mm-hmm. out of concern of how they're going to think about you, or, you know, not revealing the counter movements that are happening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I think probably in our next show, we'll probably talk about the elements of what makes up a good spiritual direction session as to how you can focus that time together and how you can properly prepare for it. But frankness in sometimes there are movements and there are things going on in my life, in my relationship with you, in, you know, and in my prayer that are all connected. Mm-hmm. And if we're super attentive, the Lord's in all.
Right.
That's the thing. The Lord is in all things. Everything is caused or allowed by God. So he's working in my relationship with you. He's working in my work at the Avila Foundation. He's working in my relationships with my directees, with the individuals that come and go from
and
the retreat
the
center.
Painful relationships.
Painful relationships, family, friends, siblings. You know, he's in all of that. And if we're attentive, and we're praying deep and we're listening to him and we're remaining in him, we're going to start to pick up on all that. Mm-hmm. We're going to start to understand the connections that are being made on how he's calling me to a deeper holiness, how he's calling me to a deeper self-reliance in him alone,
right,
and not self-reliance, right? In a deeper love, in a deeper self-giving. So all those things are interrelated. And if I'm afraid to go there to talk to my director about it, because I don't want to, you know, reveal any of my faults or any of the things that have happened in my head that I think, wow, you know, if somebody knew I thought that, they'd think so little of me. Then that's in essence, it's shackling your director from receiving the whole picture.
Sure. Right? So I
think in my,
can I replace the word frank then with
sure.
transparent?
Be transparent. Okay.
Be open.
Yeah.
Be open. So how to destroy the relationship?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt the inclination to argue with your director and suppressed it?
I haven't. I have to be honest.
So that's kind of back to what you said before, yeah, about how you go in.
And I think part of the grace there is I have studied spiritual warfare and discernment of spirits for many, many years, back to the first moment when you wrote that. Mm-hmm. I have taken it very seriously. I don't know how we navigate the interior life without it.
I don't either.
And so that even that tendency to, I'm going to argue or I'm going to push back, that there's something going on in the thought processes, right? Like, what am I thinking? Because how I think is how I speak is how I act.
Yeah.
Right. And so if I back that up, if I'm feeling, you know, whatever, then I need to go back and say, well, why am I feeling that? Where did that start? Is this really about my directee or is this about my own pain? And then if that is about my own pain, I need to talk about my pain, not turn it into, you know, your whatever it is.
So the way people will blow up a spiritual direction relationship, I think, is clear by now. Argue, mm-hmm. be defensive, be
withhold information.
Withhold information. Treat your director like a buddy who is equal in that context,
or beneath you. That happens too.
Interesting. And yeah. I, as you said, I think maybe it's more of a female thing. What if a directee tends to be very emotional and just speak their mind? How would you guide them to, because that's can cross boundaries. You want them to be open and transparent, but what if they have a visceral reaction against something you're saying as a director? How do they deal with that when they're supposed to be transparent and open?
If somebody has a counter movement and it's severely negative, like argumentative, angry, mm-hmm. frustrated, vitriolic, combative,
yeah.
aggressive, they probably should not speak it until they come to a place of peace.
So then they may have to take that away from the direction relationship.
Yeah.
Think about it, pray about it, which is kind of what, you know, you've talked about with discernment of spirits. Think about it, pray about it, ask why, because when you're angry, that reveals attachment. When you're frustrated, angry, whatever, it reveals there's something I'm attached to here, and they need to go and kind of process that mm-hmm. and then come back to the relationship and say, okay, last time I was here, I got frustrated and angry with something you said. Here's kind of what I think. Yeah. So that's really the answer.
Yeah. I think it's okay to say, you know, I need to process what we've just spoken about.
Yeah.
So
even into session early.
Yeah. And so I need to set this aside and pray about it.
Right.
Right. And then can I follow up with you in a week, mm-hmm. you know, after I've taken this to prayer, right? Mm-hmm. To be very careful, you know, and this really goes with any relationship, not just spiritual direction, but to be careful about the relationship so that you don't end up doing damage, and rather always try to understand the sacredness of the relationship, put hearts first, put relationship above emotion. So we will probably have a pickup show on this. I hope so. A second part to this.
We're going to talk about what does a good session look like in the next show.
Yeah. So until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.